got a lot of work to do. But isn't it great, man? I mean, celebrate the victory. Celebrate what we just accomplished. And we're all in this together. All in this.
Finally, a happy locker room. After three straight losses in which the Jaguars found a way to lose, they found a way to win. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap from Wembley Stadium in London, where the Jaguars beat the Bills 34-31 to get their second win of the season. At one point, though, it looked like it was going to be a disastrous loss as the Bills took 29 unanswered points and grabbed a 31-27 lead. But Blake Bortle threw a beautiful touchdown pass to Allen Hurns with just over 2 minutes to play, and the Jaguars found a way to win.
I think they felt like there was more plays left on the field. We had more opportunities. We didn't capitalize on offense like we wanted to, defensively as well in the second half, like you mentioned, but we won. And I think they'll take this and grow from it. Just say, hey, we tell the truth, we learn from it, we grow, and we move forward. And there's some hard truths that were in that game. But there are also some really, really good plays.
One thing about this team is they're resilient and they play with grit. And it's something Gus preaches all the time. And I think it showed, you know, to be able to stay calm, to have a big lead and give it up, and be able to come back and score, you know, to win the game is huge. I think it speaks to the personality of this team, and it's cool to be a part of.
Well, the defense did their part in the second quarter with three takeaways and two defensive touchdowns. And, of course, Aaron Colvin made the play of the game, breaking up fourth down and two to seal the Jaguars' victory.
As a secondary, we talked on the sideline. Our coach said it's going to have to come through the secondary, and it did. And I got the opportunity, you know, that they come my way, and I made a play.
A few game notes to share with you. A big day for T.J. Yeldon. He got his first NFL rushing touchdown. The Jaguars got their first rushing touchdown of the season. They were the last team to do that in 2015. And he had 115 yards, his second 100-yard rushing game of the season. For the third time this year, the Jaguars had both Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns score a touchdown. And one note from the injury front, late in the ball game, Julius Thomas was stretching on the sideline, trying to get loose. Of course, now he'll have 2 weeks to get ready for the Jets. With a final score from Wembley Stadium, the Jaguars get their first win in the United Kingdom, 34-31. I'm Brian Sexton with your rapid recap.